This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. North Korean state media reported on Wednesday the missile the North fired off its east coast a day earlier was a newly developed hypersonic missile. South Korea's military says North Korea fired the missile towards the sea off its east coast as Pyongyang called on the United States and the South to scrap their, quote, double standards on weapons programs to restart diplomatic talks. State media KCNA claims the development of the weapon system increases North Korea's defense capabilities. Leader Kim Jong-un did not inspect the launch, according to the report. North Korea and South Korea both test-fired ballistic missiles on September 15th, the latest folly in an arms race in which both nations have developed increasingly sophisticated weapons while efforts proved fruitless to get talks going on diffusing tensions. An independent commission said on Tuesday more than 80 aid workers, including some employed by the World Health Organization, were involved in sexual abuse and exploitation during an Ebola crisis in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The probe was prompted by an investigation last year. 50 women accused aid workers from the WHO and other charities of demanding sex in exchange for jobs between 2018 and 2020. In its long-awaited report, the commission found that at least 21 of 83 suspected perpetrators were employed by the WHO and that the abuses, which included 9 allegations of rape, were committed by both national and international staff. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus apologized to the victims. He said, quote, "What happened to you should never happen to anyone. It is inexcusable. It is my top priority to ensure the perpetrators are not excused but held to account." This is VOA News. Thousands of Colombian protesters returned to the streets of major cities on Tuesday to once again demand that Congress approve union-backed social policies to benefit the poorest. The marchers, their numbers much reduced from a peak earlier this year, also demonstrated against a nearly $4 billion tax reform approved this month by Congress and passed into law. Unions say it does not do enough for the working class. Large protests between April and June led to the withdrawal of an internal version of a rather initial version of the tax reform and prompted the resignation of the finance minister. At least 29 people were killed in connection with those protests, with many deaths blamed on excessive use of force by police, while road blockades led to shortages around the country. France will reduce the number of visas issued to people in North Africa because governments there are refusing to take back migrants expelled from France. The move announced Tuesday comes amid pressure from far-right politicians on centrist President Emmanuel Macron to implement tougher immigration rules and creates new tensions between France and its North African neighbors. Morocco's foreign minister slammed the decision as, quote, unjustified. Government officials say starting in a few weeks, the French government plans to slash the number of visas given to Algerians and Moroccans by half and to Tunisians by 30%. All three countries were part of France's colonial empire, and many Europe-bound migrants and other visitors coming from those North African nations have family or other ties in France. A senior official in the French presidency claims France wants North African countries to take back people flagged for extremism and express hope that a solution can be found soon. And Haiti's general election, which had been scheduled for November 7th, has been postponed after Prime Minister Ariel Henry dismissed the council that organizes elections, which many in the country had felt was too partisan. Henry promised to appoint a new electoral council that he says will be nonpartisan and would set a new date for elections. The impoverished Caribbean nation of 11 million has been mired in a political crisis for years and failed to hold legislative elections in late 2019. Leading President Jovenel Moïse to begin ruling by decree. Then in July, Moïse was assassinated, plunging Haiti deeper into a constitutional crisis with no elected president or parliament. And Taiwan's legislature on Tuesday descended into a rowdy brawl after opposition lawmakers interrupted a policy address. They pushed their way to the speaker's podium as the chamber's head was opening his annual address. Lawmakers were shoved to the ground. Others poured out bottles of water on their opponents. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.